is Trustee Green. Okay, Jim, which session do you want? Your mobile or your desktop or laptop?
Desktop. I've turned my mobile off. I've disconnected.
Thank you. And you want to unraise your hand then? Hello, Lynn.
Hi, sorry, technical difficulties.
That's okay. Thanks for being here. Okay. It is 6:32 p.m. on Tuesday, April 20th, and we will call our village board meeting to order. Now we call roll calls, so Sarah, if you want to unmute yourself. Okay. So when you hear your name, just say here. Trustee Deutsch.
Here.
Trustee Genry.
Here.
Trustee Atwood.
Here.
Trustee Sampson.
Here.
Trustee Harris.
Here.
Trustee Green.
Here.
President Rafter here. Okay, do I have a motion to modify or adopt the agenda?
Move to adopt as presented.
Okay. Seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? We have a motion to adopt the agenda as presented, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number three, presentation. It is my honor to award a certificate of election to our newly elected trustees and municipal judge. We don't have our judge here with us tonight, but we'll start with the judge, Judge Bob Dennis. And the certificate reads, I, Carrie C. Zitlow, Clerk Treasurer of the Village of Alloway, the State of Wisconsin, certify that Bob Dennis, as appears from the official canvas of the votes cast at a spring election held in the Village of Alloway, Wisconsin, on April 6, 2021, was duly elected Village Municipal Judge to hold office for a four-year term commencing on May 1, 2021 and ending April 30, 2025. I thank Judge for his continued service to our community and for everything he does on behalf of our citizens. Secondly, for our trustees, we'll start with our new list. For those of you who have not had the pleasure to meet Sarah, Sarah Deutsch has joined us as Village Trustee. And I encourage everyone to get to know her. I've had the pleasure of meeting Sarah, and I'm really looking forward to working with her. So her certificate reads, and you'll get a copy of these, I, Carrie C. Zitlow, Clerk Treasurer of the Village of Alloway of the State of Wisconsin, certifies that Sarah J. Deutsch, as appears from official canvas of the votes cast at a spring election and held in the Village of Alloway, Wisconsin on April 6, 2021, was duly elected Village Trustee to hold office for a three-year term commencing on April 20th, 2021 and ending April 15th, 2024. Bless you.
Yes.
Sarah, welcome to the Village Board.
Thank you.
Moving on, Trustee Green.
Hi.
Hi. Trustee Green, here's your certificate. It reads, I, Carrie C. Zitlow, Clerk Treasurer of the Village of Alloway of the State of Wisconsin, certifies Lynn Green as appears on the official canvas of the votes cast at a spring election and held in the Village of Alloway, Wisconsin on April 6, 2021, was duly elected Village Trustee to hold office for a three-year term commencing on April 20th, 21 and ending on April 15th, 2024. I thank you on behalf of our citizens, Trustee Green. How many terms is this, if you remember?
I don't.
Okay, it's been a long time.
It's been split due to life circumstances, but I look forward to serving the public again.
Well, thank you very much for what you do. And last but certainly not least, Trustee Atwood. Trustee Atwood's certificate, if I can get it up, reads. There it is. I, Carrie C. Zitlow, Clerk Treasurer of the Village of Alloway of the State of Wisconsin, certifies that Rob Atwood, as appears from the official canvas of the votes cast at a spring election and held in the Village of Alloway, Wisconsin on April 6, 2021, was duly elected Village Trustee to hold office for a three-year term commencing on April 20, 2021 and ending on April 15, 2024. Trustee Atwood, is this your second or third term?
Be my third. And Carrie, your voice has gotten much more masculine.
Well, thank you to one and all for your service to our community. We are truly blessed to have you looking out for the interest of our citizens. Moving on, we will move on to item number four, announcements. I'm sorry to say and to announce that Cameron McCain, who previously served 25 years as a public servant here in Alloway, he was an Alloway town supervisor before we were even a village, from 1979 to 1986. He was a village trustee from 1986 to 1994, and the village president from 1994 to 2004. He passed away on April 9th. And I know Cameron was very involved with his community until the very end. He was a member of the Optimist Club and gave a lot of his time, talent, and treasure to the village. And for that, we are truly thankful. We'll keep him and his family in our prayers. Announcement B, the Grace Community 5K Walk Run, August 28th, 2021. This is a recurring event, and the event will support all of Grace Catholic schools and parishes. It is primarily a community builder. Funds raised will be used to support school wellness program initiatives. It will begin and end at Resurrection Parish. There will be signage, volunteers, route description provided. If you want to join in, I'm sure they're more than welcome to receive people. They're expecting 1 to 500 people. It starts at 8 a.m. on August 28th and goes until noon. For more information, you can contact Grace. Announcement C, Miracle League of Green Bay. They are launching their 15th season. For those of you who do not know about the Miracle League, it is a league of young adults and children with special needs who want to live life and have fun and come together in sport. And so they have a baseball league, and it's down at Optimist Park. And if you want to put a smile on your face someday, check out their schedule. Go down and watch. And you even have an opportunity to volunteer. They're always looking for volunteers, and it's a great, great organization. And that kicks off June 5th of this year. Prescription drug take back day is April 24th of this year. The Wisconsin Department of Justice will coordinate that drug take back program. And for more you can return drugs on Saturday, April 24th at Alloway Village Hall from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, you can go to doseofrealitywi.gov, or I'm sure you can go to the Village website to get more information. You can also call Village Hall and ask for DEO Jason Vogel, and he will be more than happy to help. Any other announcements from staff or from village trustees?
Yes, the Friends of the Fox River Trail would like to invite all of you to a little ceremony on Thursday, May 20th at 10 a.m. to celebrate 20 years since the Fox River Trail has been in operation. So they're going to have a little celebration down at Voyager Park in De Pere on Thursday, May 20th, 10 a.m. So if you can pick it, please do.
10 a.m., Jim?
Correct.
Very good. Thank you. Any other announcements?
I just want to make one brief announcement. And something came across my Facebook feed the other day, and I just wanted to kind of share a thought real quick. Back in 2012, a Kenyan runner named Abel Mutai was only a few meters from the finish line, but got confused with the signs and stopped, thinking he had finished the race. He had a hard time reading the signs. A Spanish man, Ivan Fernandez, was right behind him. Realizing what was going on, started shouting to the Kenyan to keep running. Mutai did not know Spanish and did not understand. Realizing what was going on, Fernandez pushed Mutai to victory. A reporter asked Ivan, "Why did you do this?" And Ivan replied, "My dream is that one day we can have some sort of community life where we push ourselves and also others to win." The reporter insisted, "But why did you let the Kenyan win?" Ivan replied, "I didn't let him win. He was going to win. The race was his." The reporter insisted and asked again, "But you could have won." And Ivan looked at him and replied, "But what would be the merit of my victory? What would be the honor of this medal? What would my mother think? The values are transmitted from generation to generation. What values do we teach our children, and how much do we inspire others to learn? Most of all, most of us take advantage of people's weaknesses instead of helping strengthen them." And I saw that and I started thinking about the world we're living in today. Our world is increasingly being pulled apart, certainly at the federal, state, social media levels. And we're in a world where if one person has an idea, it's a bad idea just because it's theirs. And they may think differently or look differently or act differently than I do. And over the last, or recently, I was speaking to a woman. She's 90 years old, just moved to the Green Bay area. I know her well. She's my mother. And she moved here from Chicago. Lives at McCormick in Alloway. And she's had an opportunity to meet people in the area. She's had an opportunity to visit hospitals, unfortunately. But she keeps saying she is amazed at how kind people in Green Bay are. And over the last couple of months, we've had some spirited debate at the Alloway Village Board level regarding some projects that we are running, and I fully support everyone's ability and right to speak up. But unfortunately, names were being called out of frustration, I'm sure. But at times, the village board and village staff were being called jerks. They were being called underhanded. It was being suggested that we were trying to push things through in an underhanded or quick fashion so no one would know about it. I've been on this board a long time, and I've served with these trustees and the staff for a long time. And I will tell anyone who will listen that these are some of the most honorable people I know. And every one of you, it has been my experience, works for the best interest in the village of Alloway and our residents. You are willing to meet with them, to talk with them, and to listen to them. Hopefully we get people more engaged so the way we operate is not such a secret, but a mystery to folks. And I think that's an opportunity for us to learn. But I want to say publicly how proud I am of all of you and of our residents, but of you for really looking out, listening to folks, and coming up with the best possible compromise possible. So like the Spanish runner in my story, I ask that the people of Alloway, all over Alloway, become an example for all in our area and all in our world. Let's spend time lifting each other up. Let's help each other get across the finish line, and let's support those who are having a hard time, so that in the end, we all become winners. That was probably more of a soapbox than an announcement, but I thank you for what you did.
Well stated.
Well said. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other announcements from staff? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 5, public opinion or public comments. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak about something that is not on this evening's agenda? And Jim O'Rourke is the first to ask. Jim.
Thank you very much for those very kind words. I wish that you had thought that back in 2016, July, August, September, and October, when you attacked me at every single meeting ad nauseum for simply wanting to get a list of the sidewalks that were going to be built in the next 5 years. It was clear to me that I was on the Alloway Walks, Alloway Bike Ped Committee, and the Friends of the Fox River Trail, and from 2010 to 2016, and it was clear that I felt that at the meeting at St. Matthew's that you gave the public presentation at, Jim, that you were hiding the fact that the most controversial part of the capital improvement plan, the 5- and 10-year capital improvement plan, was where sidewalks were going to be located. I wasn't aware at that meeting that a new sidewalk was being planned for Roselawn instead of Ryer Street, but in Roselawn as a sham bike ped route alternative. And when I found that out at the bike ped committee meeting, both in September and then the following one, I objected to the Roselawn sidewalk being put in. There was no reason for it being put in, and that was put in by parties other than the Bike Ped Committee. So, in closing, I object to taxpayer money being used for non-Bike Ped route sidewalks, and specifically the Roselawn sidewalk is a sham sidewalk. It doesn't go anyplace. It is one block long, very long block, but it's one block long, and it does not connect to the Sunset Park trail connection that was initially put by, I was on that committee with Brad and Becky. So there's going to be no sidewalks in Sunset Park because it's a historic community, a historic district, so that's a protected area. And the Briar Street Hawk Crossing indicates that Ryer Street was supposed to be not only the bicycle route, but also the pedestrian route, because that connects the apartments on Ryer across the highway, using the Hawk Crossing up to the only bus stop at the edge of Ryer and Webster. So there were lots of reasons why Ryer should be the bike ped route. It's my understanding that a decision was made that they didn't want the sidewalk on Ryer for a variety of reasons, and now at the same time the sidewalk was moved over to Roselawn, and there was no reason for doing that. In fact, it was a very bad decision, and I raised the objection in 2016. At that time, again, and the village refused to honor an open records request of July 21st, 2016, at 9:11 a.m., where I simply asked for a list of proposed sidewalks because Jim Rathke wouldn't tell us at the meeting where those sidewalks were. I specifically mentioned St. Mary Street, and Jim Sutherland said there were no plans for a sidewalk on St. Mary Street, and that was not true.
Jim?
My point is, I appreciate your. No, you're in.
Jim. Okay, when you stop talking, I'll ask. You're on mute, Jim. Jim, if you can hear me, I'm asking you to unmute.
I can hear you.
I have a question.
When did I
tell you that there were not going to be sidewalks on St. Mary's?
I was just reviewing the minutes subsequent to you attacking me repeatedly under your open government diatribe. You specifically said that there were no plans for a sidewalk on St. Mary, when in fact I had seen the plans. So, you know, that Jim Gingrich got very upset with me because in the letter that I sent to you asking for the information, I mentioned the concept of baby lies, which would be concealing information.
Well, thank you for the answer. Thank you for the answer about that. Okay. Is there anyone else in the audience who would like to speak on something that's not on this evening's agenda? Hearing none, we will move on. We will move on to item number 6. Is Penny Dart here?
I reached out to Penny, but I believe she's in Florida this week and was certain that she would have the ability to connect.
Okay. Well, when we resume to in-person meetings, I'll probably redo this or try to give her a send-off in the right way. But Penny Dart served this community for 12 years as village trustee, and so I would like a motion on resolution 2021-05 thanking Penny Dart for her service, and the resolution reads, be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board wishes to sincerely thank Penny Dart for her 12 years of dedicated service as a village trustee, her endless community involvement as a steward of Alloway, her promotion of economic development, her leadership and vision with the Plan Commission, and her devotion to responsible government, and to honor Trustee Dart with a resolution in recognition of her outstanding and tireless service to the community. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway this 20th day of April, 2021. Do I have a motion? Trustee Green.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Genereck. Any discussion? I would like to thank Penny. She has done a tremendous job, and hopefully we'll see her again soon. We have a motion to pass the resolution in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Alloway is a very special place, and it's moving on to item number 7. It's demonstrated by the many employees that we have that stay here for years and years and years. And this next resolution is to thank Jerry Watzka for his 33 years plus of service to our community. And so, resolution 2021-06, whereas Jerry Watzka retired on April 15, 2021, after over 33 years of employment with the Village of Alloway, and whereas Jerry was hired in September of 1987 in the Public Works Department as a garbage collector. In 1997, he transferred to the Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department, where he excelled in maintaining the village's park system. And whereas Jerry grew up in the community and was known to be called Mr. Alloway. And whereas Jerry has had a passion and been involved in youth sports in Alloway for more than 20 years, and whereas throughout his years of dedicated service to the village, Jerry has maintained a standard of excellence in all of his endeavors and has been an invaluable asset as an employee and co-worker. And be it resolved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway, County of Brown, State of Wisconsin, that the Alloway Village Board, administrators, staff members, as well as residents of the Village of Alloway, do express our appreciation for the dedication, professionalism, and integrity of Jerry Watzka, who has served the Village of Alloway for the past 33 years, and do hereby wish him well in his well-deserved retirement. Passed and approved by the Village Board of the Village of Alloway this 20th day of April, 2021. Do I have a motion on this item? Trustee Atwood. Seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? I would add a gentleman who always had a smile on his face. But I'll go with what the written word. Any other discussion?
No, he's been wonderful, and it. There's a lot of our people that are behind the scenes that people may not recognize every day, but they do an awesome job.
Great. And so, I will accept them. Well, we have a motion on that item and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Jerry, for all you have done on behalf of the village. And just in time, Mr. Johnson has joined us. How are you, Greg?
I'm well. Good evening.
Good. Okay, we will move on to item number 8, action regarding resolutions authorizing the issuance of sale of not to exceed $7,545,000 general obligation corporate purpose bonds. I'm going to let either Julie or Greg kick us off. I'll say just a few comments. Some of these bonds we are borrowing for the road construction projects that are coming up this year, but we're also refinancing some and saving substantial amounts of money, which is a good thing. So I will turn it over to Julie. You want to kick it off?
I'm going to kick it right on over to Greg.
Okay, great. Greg is from Ehlers, and he is our consultant who helps us with these projects. And so, Greg, over to you, sir.
Great. Can you see the pre-sale report up on the screen?
Yes, thank you.
Great. So I'll go through kind of the pre-sale report, which you have, and then I'll be happy to answer questions as we reach the end of my formal part of the presentation. As was mentioned, the purpose of this bond issue kind of serves multiple purposes. First is to finance some of the capital projects that you recently have bid and will be undertaking. So that includes some street and park projects and the debt service related to those projects will be repaid by the village's property tax levy for debt service. And then the sewer, water, and stormwater utility components of those infrastructure projects, the debt service will be repaid by each respective utility. The second main component of this bond issue is to refinance some existing debt of the village that was issued back in 2011. The interest rates on that bond issue are presently 3.25 to 4%. We are estimating that by refinancing those bonds, the debt service expense will be reduced by approximately $373,695 over the next 10 years. So those are net savings to the village after the transactional expenses are taken into account. So always a good opportunity if you're financing new projects and you have refunding or refinancing opportunities to do those simultaneously because you can accomplish them with one bond issue as we're proposing to do here this evening. So I'm going to next kind of walk through the financial analysis that kind of backs up the narrative that I have put together just to kind of explain the impact of the proposed financing. So we'll start with just kind of the summary of the village's existing debt profile before we look at the impact of the proposed borrowing. So we have all of your total debt payments shown here from 2021 through 2039. There's typically some other expenses that are budgeted in the village's debt service fund as well. And then just like with the new projects that we're financing this evening, some of the existing debt is repaid by the utilities. So we show how much revenue is needed from the sewer, water, and stormwater utility to cover their respective share of the existing debt. And then some of the debt services repaid by the village's TIF district. So your actual levy for debt service in the 2021 budget was $1,341,815. And we show really how that level, that levy is kind of remaining stable the next couple of years, and then starts to drop just based on your existing debt profile. So this is kind of our starting point before we look at the impact of the new borrowing. So in terms of, you know, the financing plan, we've kind of broken down, you know, the 2021 bonds, the amount that's needed to pay off the 2011 bonds that would be paid off on June 21st of 2021. And then we have the new money amounts for all of the projects that were recently bid identified as well. And then we have the various transactional costs identified. So the total bond issue is $7,545,000. We break the resolutions down by purpose because under state law, even though we're issuing one bond issue, you're required to identify how much of the bond issue is going towards each purpose. So there's a refunding purpose, a streets, a sanitary sewer, water, stormwater, and park purpose. So it's all one bond issue, but that's a state law consideration that we break down the components of the bond issue. We always like to look ahead a couple of years, not treat a debt issuance as kind of like an isolated issuance, looked ahead to future capital projects. So the village has been borrowing for larger capital improvements about every other year. So we show, you know, future financing in 2023 and 2025, estimating some project costs, you know, comparable to, you know, what you're financing this year. You're not taking any action on any of these 23 or 2025 financings. These are literally here for planning and for illustration only. So I want that to be understood. So in terms of the savings for the refunding, you know, we're estimating that the interest rates on the new bonds will be 0.5 to 1.65%. You're presently paying 3.25 to 4% on the 2011 bonds. So again, that total estimated savings 2022 to 2031 is about $373,700, and then we show how much of that is allocated between the levy, the sewer, the stormwater, and the water. So really nice savings kind of across the board for both the levy and the utilities. So when we look at the new tax impact analysis that takes into account the new projects, it's also taking into account the refinancing.
Greg?
Yes.
When were those bonds due to be retired?
They were due to be retired in 2031. So here's kind of the existing amortization schedule. So we're leaving the term the same. They're not being paid off any sooner. They're not being extended. We're just basically saying instead of paying at a higher interest rate, we're going to repay it on the same term at a lower interest rate.
Excellent. Thank you.
So in terms of kind of looking at the big picture, in terms of what this looks like, in terms of, you know, the existing debt, the proposed 2021 bonds that you're considering this evening, and then looking ahead to 2023 and 2025, we've kind of updated that initial analysis that I started with to kind of see how your tax rate impact is going to change. I'll speak to the utilities in a moment. Well, if you look here on the far right-hand side under the levy and tax rate, you will see that really from 2022 through 2024, we're projecting that the debt service levy is going to increase by about $55,000 per year. So a consistent amount for budgetary purposes. You know, in terms of the tax rate impact, it has about a 1 to 2 cent impact on your tax rates. You know, in terms of planning ahead, we've planned for issuance or shown what the impact of issuance could be through 2025. If, you know, the village financed some projects in the future and, you know, if they went 2 years out into 2027, those levied supported projects would hit the debt service levy in 2028. So you will see that we have built in a large drop in the debt service levy in 2028. To just allow for future projects beyond what we've already accounted for in this planning model. So we've shown actual estimated debt service for projects over the next 4 years, but we've actually structured the debt to take into account, you know, future projects beyond that planning period. So really, in the near term, you know, there's about a $55,000 per year impact to the levy, and then things start to stabilize from that point going forward. So this, in terms of this analysis, in terms of our growth projections, we're using about 3% growth per year. We did the exact same analysis. There's the only thing that's different on this page is that we projected 2% growth. So you can see that that tax rate impact, of a couple more cents, a cent more basically than what we were looking at with 3% growth in value. So both are fairly conservative based on recent growth trends in the village, but just kind of shows, how a little bit of change in growth, how that can impact the tax rate. So even a 1% decline from the 3% growth doesn't have a, huge impact on that projected tax rate. In terms of the village's general obligation borrowing capacity, this bond issue would count towards the village's general obligation debt limit. What that means is that the village cannot have principal outstanding that exceeds 5% of the village's total equalized value. So at the end of fiscal year 2020, the village had about $22 million of general obligation debt outstanding. That was about 40% of your debt limit or dollars that left you a little over $33 million of future borrowing capacity. With this proposed bond issue, by the end of 2021, if you had 3% growth, you'd be up to about 43% of your debt limit, or you'd have 32.5% capacity remaining. Even with future debt issuance, as we had shown for planning purposes in 2023 and 2025, you're still seeing that that debt utilization of your capacity really not changing too substantially, even with some future debt issuance. So still remaining at a very comfortable level in terms of giving you financial flexibility for project costs beyond what we've already accounted for here in the plan. So, in our opinion, we think you have, adequate capacity to undertake these projects and future projects as well. If we look at that same analysis with just 2% growth, again, not, nothing materially changes in terms of that utilization of that debt capacity. So, again, shows that even if the growth is only at a modest 2%, you still have a very healthy residual capacity remaining to finance future projects, even beyond ones that we've already planned for in this analysis. So next, I'm going to shift my focus over to the utilities. So we'll start with the sewer utility. We've shown here, all the existing total debt service payments annually that's repaid by the sewer utility, and then factor in, future debt issuance as well. And so you'll see, there's kind of a gradual ramp up here of the debt service payments, but then just like with the debt service levy impact, we show that payments start to drop in 2028 to account for debt issuance that's beyond, 2025. One item we like to look at just to kind of take a high-level look at the utility's ability to support debt service payments is to do what we call a debt service coverage analysis. So when we take the operating revenues less the operating expenses of the utility, and we don't factor depreciation into that analysis, we arrive at what we call the net revenues. That's what's left to cover debt service payments. What we typically would like to see for general obligation debt is that coverage ratio to be at least 1.00 or higher. So we're under, that amount. And so I think generally speaking, what this shows is that there's likely going to be a need to kind of look at sewer rates a little more closely through maybe a more formal sewer rate analysis or long-term cash flow analysis to kind of, keep monitoring your existing interest rates. We've discussed that with staff and certainly can assist with that going forward as needed. But that just generally shows that, there's a likelihood that existing rates are going to have to be evaluated on the sewer side. On the water utility side, we did that same analysis of coverage. Here it's better than it was on the sewer side, clearly. In the near term, that ratio is a little over 1, then kind of starts to decline. Same general comment here, though, likely something that needs to be monitored closely in terms of making sure that the rates can keep pace with, the level of capital investment going forward. So a little stronger than the sewer side, but still something that kind of bears probably a more detailed look here going forward. Then on the stormwater utility side, similar story to the sanitary sewer. The coverage ratio is under one, which kind of indicates that, you know, there's a need to kind of revisit those utility rate structures. So there's no formal debt service coverage requirement for the utilities, since this is general obligation debt. When the other form of debt that can be issued is what's called revenue debt, where you're pledging to just repay the debt with utility revenue. If revenue debt is issued, there are typically formal coverage requirements. We'd have to see these coverage ratios be 1.25 or higher to issue revenue debt. So we're sticking with GO, which is good, but still likely, again, some need to kind of revisit some of these utility rates going forward. So just to kind of recap, and then I'll pause for questions and to take a breath. When you look at the overall impact, you know, to the project in terms of the tax levy by including the new projects, again, that levy impact is going to be about $55,000 per year for the next several years, and it starts to level off and then drop in 2028. So we've kind of planned for future projects. And then with the utilities, you know, we'll see kind of some of those debt service payments start to gradually increase and probably a need to kind of take a more closer look at your utility rates going forward. And then you do have adequate borrowing capacity for these projects and the future projects as well. So I will stop there, see if Julie had anything else that she wanted to add, and I'm more than happy to answer questions.
Matthew.
Greg, I had two quick questions if I could. On the retirement of the bonds, why are the annual amounts of principal varying from where we're at today? It's up or down $25,000, $30,000 a year from the current schedule. Why does that fluctuate?
In terms of for the refunding?
Yes. Okay. Well, I call it refinancing. I think it's on page 8 and 9.
Yep.
If you look at the principal amount, that first column after the year, it's just $20,000 different. I didn't understand why.
Sure. So bonds are sold in $5,000 denominations. That's part of the reason why you see everything rounded to a $5,000 denomination. But to kind of answer your question maybe in a little different way, we structured for the refunding that we would have what we call uniform savings. So you'll see the savings per year are kind of right around, you know, $15,000 to $320,000, kind of within that $5,000 block. So that principal's structure that we utilize is taking into account the interest rates to arrive at kind of that uniform savings. So that's kind of why you'll see some variation in different amounts, but it's taking into account the interest to arrive at a fairly consistent savings from year to year. So that's the reason that the dollar amounts fluctuate from year to year.
That makes sense. Thank you. And then in terms of municipalities with the AA2 rating, what are you seeing in terms of the number of bidders recently? I know we had eight. I believe we had eight. I didn't know what kind of appetite the last time we did it, what kind of appetite there is out there for this type of funding.
Yeah, we're still seeing very strong demand. I mean, in terms of, you know, predicting, you know, number of bidders from day to day can always kind of be a bit of a challenge. But we're seeing strong demand. And I mean, we're in the market on a weekly basis. And, you know, interest rates are still very favorable as they have been for years. The demand is very strong. You know, the village, as you alluded to, is a very strong credit rating. So I always hesitate to say, you know, I can't guarantee a number of bidders, but I can say that the market conditions are indicating that there's very strong demand for bonds. So I expect there will be interest, you know, not only from underwriters within state, but interest from underwriters out of state as well.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Greg or Julie? Do you have anything you'd like to share?
I think Greg does a wonderful job of explaining this, so there's nothing more I can say.
I have any other questions for Greg from Village Board members?
I have a request from the audience to suspend the rules. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. I'm sorry, do I have a second?
Second. It's Lynn.
Second by Trustee Green. Any discussion? We have a motion to suspend the rules in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Yes, Jim.
I object to using bond money to pay for a sham bike ped route, and it was the August 2nd meeting that you said that there'd be no sidewalk on August 2nd, 2016, that you said there'd be no sidewalk on St. Mary's. So I just oppose that, using bond money to pay for a sham bike ped route. Thank you.
Thank you. I will accept the motion to pick up the rules.
So moved.
Trustee Genrich, seconded by?
Tucker.
Trustee Harris. Any discussion? We have a motion to pick up the rules in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Mr. O'Rourke, from now on, please stick to the topic at hand. Okay. So, we have several resolutions regarding bonding and the issuance and sale of bonds. And we will take each of them individually, and we need to have a roll call on each of those ones. Okay? So, what I will ask, Greg, if you don't mind, Resolution 2021-08 is the initial resolution authorizing the general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $1.975 million for street improvement projects. Is that the refunding of the previous debt?
No, that is for financing the new street projects.
Okay, so that's financing the new street projects, folks. Do I have a motion on that item? Trustee Genrich.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? We have a motion to approve Resolution 2021-08 initial resolution authorizing general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $1.975 million for street improvement projects. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Roll call.
Roll call.
Roll call. Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Motion passes. Item B, Resolution 2021-09. Initial resolution authorizing the general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $875,000 for sanitary sewer projects. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
I have a second.
Trustee Harris, any discussion? We have a motion to approve $875,000 in bonds for sanitary sewer projects in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Roll call or opposed? Roll call. Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
President Rafter, aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Item C, Resolution 2021-10, initial resolution authorizing general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $640,000 for water system projects. Do I have a motion on this item?
This is Lynn. Move to approve.
Trustee Green, thank you. Do I have a second?
Trustee Gettin.
We'll give it to Trustee Sampson. Any discussion? utilities are not cheap. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Roll call. Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Trustee Gimrick.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Which were we on? E. Resolution 2021. D. Thank you. Resolution 2021-11. The initial resolution authorizing general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $615,000 for storm sewer projects. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second? One second. We have a motion. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Roll call. Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Item E, Resolution 2021-12, initial resolution authorizing general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $485,000 for park, rec, and public grounds projects. A motion for the second.
Move to approve.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Sampson, any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Roll call. Trustee Harris.
Messing up the order. Aye.
See if you're paying attention. Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
Was there after? Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Item F, Resolution 2021-13, initial resolution authorizing general obligation refunding bonds in an amount not to exceed $2,955,000. We have a motion for this item.
So moved.
Trustee Genrich, seconded by Trustee Harris.
Yes.
Any discussion?
You're in such a pace that I don't want to stop things dead. I should have asked this question earlier. As long as we've got Greg Johnson and also Julia on the line, the talk about a big stimulus or infrastructure actually—how does that play into our every 2 year bonding? I mean, that's kind of a general question, but could we have a year where we don't have to bond, or would that not be allowed because it's not supposed to be a tax relief if the infrastructure does go through? Just wondering if that's far enough on track, and it might happen, it might not happen. What the professionals think of how this affects our regular bonding calendar?
In terms of just some of the, you know, initial recovery dollars that'll be coming to municipalities, you know, some of the eligible new money purposes is water projects and sewer projects and broadband projects. You'll have until 2024 to expend any dollars that you receive. There's some other purposes of which you can use those funds, but as far as new infrastructure, water, sewer, and broadband are the primary categories. So, you know, certainly going forward, it could provide you some opportunities to potentially utilize some recovery dollars for, you know, cash for some of your future utility projects. But that's certainly at the discretion of the village, but that opportunity could be available.
And what about the prohibition against using it to, I guess this wouldn't necessarily be anything that would be a tax levy substitute.
That's correct, and that provision that's in the recovery dollars from what we've heard from, you know, the League of Cities and National League of Cities is that's applicable to states, that isn't applicable to local municipalities. But you're also correct in that you're using it to fund new capital projects, and or under the example I gave, you could use it to fund new capital projects. So that's also permissible.
Okay. And the infrastructure thing isn't far enough along that people have really been doing any projections on that?
No, not yet. I mean, to be candid, I mean, they're still waiting for more formal guidance on the recovery dollars. I mean, beyond, you know, water, sewer, and broadband in terms of, you know, what other, you know, if there's ancillary infrastructure to road work, you know, for a water or sewer project, you know, can you use those dollars for the street project? I mean, those are all the types of things that they're waiting for future guidance on from the Treasury. So, you know, if it's a new water or sewer project, it's pretty clear that that's covered. But as far as, you know, other infrastructure aid projects, there's still a ways to go yet before it's kind of clear what could be available.
Okay. Well, we're comfortably under our limit, and if we could apply some federal money toward this, we'd even be more comfortably under our limit. But outside of that...
Correct, yes, and you have, you know, at least with the dollars that are, you know, more coming here near term, you have till the end of 2024 to expend those funds. And, you know, you have a few years to, you know, potentially look at, you know, maybe what you were planning over, you know, within your next borrowing, possibly using some of those funds to offset some of the water and sewer projects, as an example.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry to interrupt, President Rafter. You were on a roll, but it came to mind.
That was an excellent question, sir. Excellent question.
Very good question.
Okay. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve Resolution 2021-13 and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion, or no, it doesn't. Roll call. We'll start with Trustee Green.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Harris.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Item G, Resolution 2021-07, providing for the sale of not to exceed a total of $7.545 million in general obligation corporate purpose bonds. We have a motion.
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson, seconded by. That's okay. Trustee Harris had his hand up.
Either way works.
Any discussion on this item? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve Resolution 2021-07 and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Roll call, Trustee Harris.
Aye.
Trustee Genrich.
Aye.
Trustee Deutsch.
Aye.
Trustee Sampson.
Aye.
Trustee Atwood.
Aye.
Trustee Green.
Aye.
President Rafter. Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. And thank you very much to Greg Johnson from Ehlers, who has been a tremendous help to the village. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Greg. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, you can stay if you want.
Why not?
I'll see you all in a month. I don't want you to get tired of me before that.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you. Bye.
Item number 9, action regarding citizen and village trustee appointments to village committees, boards, and commissions. As many of you are aware, this village has a staff and a board, but a lot of the work is done by volunteers in terms of trying to create a vision for the future and trying to use their intelligence for the benefit of our village. And we're blessed to have many different people offering to do so. So I will go through all of the appointments to all different positions that we have. I'm going to make recommendations on appointments, and the village board either votes yay or nay on those appointments. you know what, I can take them by committee individually. I think that would be a way, good way to go. The Board of Appeals, which meets the second Monday monthly at 5:15 p.m. if petitions are filed. Mr. Matuszak, who has served for a long time on that committee, or has served the village for a very long time, is not going to be serving again, but we thank him very much. And I would like to move Jared Hine, who is currently a first alternate, to a regular member on that committee. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich, any discussion? We have a motion to approve Jared Hine from first alternate to regular member of the Board of Appeals and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Board of Ethics meets once yearly or when needed. Mr. Nelson, Bill Nelson, who has served, is no longer able to, but we thank him for his service. And Mr. Daniel Humble, who has served previously, is willing to extend his service, and we thank him for that. So I would like to appoint Mr. Humble to another term on the Board of Ethics Committee, which leaves us with one vacancy. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Harris, any discussion? If you know of anyone for the Board of Ethics, please encourage them to apply. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. The Economic Development Committee, one of our more popular committees. That meets the first Friday of every month at 8 a.m. We currently have Mark Schumacher, who has served previous term on the committee, willing to re-up for that and serve another term. We thank Mark for that. I'd like to reappoint him to that committee. Craig Siminski, who has served us since 2013, if I am correct, was willing, but we have plenty of people to roll over, and we have a limit of 10 years on a committee, ideally. And so that would take Craig over his 10 years. But we thank him very much for that. And I'd like to move Tracy Umbrello, who has served as a second alternate, up to a regular on that committee. Matthew Geimer has served the village since 2010 on this committee. For that, we thank him very much. And I would like to appoint Jared Schmidt move him from third alternate to a first alternate. And then we have two new applicants, Matt Honer and Michael Krutz. And I would like to thank them for their willingness to serve, and I'd like to appoint Matt Honer as the second alternate and Michael Krutz as the third alternate. So I'd like to appoint Mark Schumacher, Tracy Umbrello, Jared Schmidt, Matt Honer, and Michael Krutz to the respective positions on that committee. Do I have a motion on this item?
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich, any discussion? I thank everyone for the willingness to serve. We have a motion and a second to approve the appointments to the Economic Development Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Historic Preservation Committee, Howard Rupp, who has served on that committee, is willing to serve another term. For that, we thank Howard. And Donna Capuchano-Simmons is also willing to serve another term on that committee. And I would like to reappoint both of them for another term. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second? Trustee Deutsch, congratulations, this is your first. Any discussion? Alloway is a historically progressive place, and that's why it's nice to have people on our Historic Preservation Committee who wants to help us maintain that great history. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Park, Rec, and Forestry Committee. Dan Fox has served on that committee prior, is not able to serve again, but we thank him for doing so. We would like to reappoint Martha Bonney, who has served on that committee previously and is willing to come back to that committee. For that, we thank her. And Dina Mooney, who currently serves that committee, is willing to serve another term. So I would like to recommend the appointment of Martha Bonney and Dina Mooney to another term for the Park, Rec, and Forestry Committee. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Trustee Atwood, seconded by Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Board of Review. That meets one day in June from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., and Reeval meets twice per year. This is our only paid position for a committee at $9 per hour. Mr. Matt Clark has served on that committee previously, is not able to, again. Sandy Juno, longtime resident of Alloway, has offered to serve on that, so I would recommend appointing Sandy Juno to that position. Mr. Clarence Matuzak has also served on that committee and is unable to continue. And therefore, Ed Houston, I'd like to recommend the appointment of Ed Houston, who has served on that committee many years ago and is willing to come back. For that, we thank him. So I would like a motion on appointing Sandy Juno and Ed Houston to the Board of Review.
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
Lynn, second.
Trustee Green, any discussion? We have a motion to approve Sandy Juno and Houston to the Board of Review. And a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, motion passes. Thank you. Plan Commission, that meets the fourth Monday monthly at 6 p.m. Heather Noor Valley has served on that committee previously and is willing to be reappointed. For that, we thank her. And Donna Capuchano Simmons is in the same boat. She has served on that committee and is willing to do so again. And we have a vacancy for a third alternate. So I would like a motion to appoint or reappoint Heather and Donna to the Plan Commission. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second? Trustee Harris, any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Public Works Committee, there are no appointments for general members to that committee at this point in time. Okay, board members to committees. Board members serve on committees and commissions as representatives of the board. Our Public Works Committee, I would like to reappoint Lynn Green, Jim Rafter, and Jim Genrich to the Public Works Committee. I have a motion on this item.
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
I second.
Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the appointments of Public Works and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Economic Development Committee, formerly filled by Trustee Dart. Trustee Deutsch has thankfully accepted the appointment to that position. So I will accept a motion on that.
So moved.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second? Trustee Genrich. We have a motion and a second to approve Sarah Deutsch to the Economic Development Committee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Plan Commission, also previously held by Trustee Dart, and Trustee Deutsch has also accepted an appointment to that commission. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Harris. Any discussion? We have a motion to approve. Trustee Deutsch, the Plan Commission, and second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Welcome once again, sir. Historic Preservation Committee. Mr. Genrich is willing to be reappointed to that committee. Do I have a motion on the item?
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Harris, any discussion? We have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes. Room Tax Commission. Trustee Harris has served on that and is willing to do so again. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Genrich, second.
A second.
Trustee Deutsch. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We have the Central Brown County Water Commission. Trustee Green is an alternate, and Trustee Sampson is our primary member on that commission. I would like to reappoint them. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, seconded by?
Trustee
Green. Let's go with Trustee Genrich, saying that you're being...
Yeah.
Any discussion? We have a motion to reappoint Trustee Green and Sampson to the Water Commission. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Brown County Planning Commission Board of Directors. Trustee Harris has been serving as the primary member and is willing to do so again. And I serve as the alternate and am willing to do so again. Do I have a motion on those reappointments?
Move to approve.
Trustee Sampson. Do I have a second?
Trustee Green.
Trustee Green, thank you very much. We have a motion to approve and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes, thank you. Park, Rec, and Forestry, Trustee Atwood has been serving on that committee and is willing to be reappointed. I would like to do so. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Deutsch.
Wait, my clock.
Trustee Genrich. Wow, Trustee Atwood, you get belt and everything. We have a
I was afraid I wasn't going to get a nomination. Thank you, Sarah.
No problem.
We have a motion to reappoint. We have a motion to reappoint Trustee Atwood to the Rec and Forestry Committee. In a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you. Wheat Commissioner. Our Director of Public Works, Sean Jean, acts as our Wheat Commissioner. And I would like to reappoint Mr. Green to said position. Do I have a motion on this item?
I'll move, but today is National 420 Day, which I don't know about such things, but apparently that's a big day in the weed community. This isn't that kind of weed, though, is it? Anyways, I'll move to appoint Sean. Sorry.
Okay, we have an appointment for Mr.
Move to approve.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Trustee Genrich, any discussion? We have a motion to approve Mr. Jean as a weed commissioner for another year, and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes. Congratulations, Mr. Jean. Joint Review Board. this deals with our TIF district. Currently, we have myself and Trustee Harris as an myself as a primary member, Trustee Harris as a alternate, previously held by Trustee Dark, and a public member, Christopher Engerbretson, who has agreed to serve another term on that committee. Do I have a motion on those reappointments or and appointments?
So move.
Trustee Genrich, do I have a second?
I second.
Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? We have a motion to approve the Joint Review Board committee members and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Ad hoc Finance and Personnel Committee. We have three trustees, Trustee Harris, Trustee Genrich, and Trustee Sampson, who are willing to serve another term. Administrator Brad Lang is willing to serve another term, and Finance Director Julie Bocamp is willing to serve another term. I would like to make a motion to approve those appointments. Is there a second?
Lynn, second.
Trustee Green, thank you. Any discussion? It's a relatively new committee for us, and from what I can see, it's adding great value. So thank you to all who participate. We have a motion and a second, a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. We have a newly formed committee. It's called the Green Bay Metro Advisory Committee, made up of members from the Green Bay, Bellevue, and Alloway communities for the fire department. And we have two slots on that committee, and I would like to appoint Trustee Sampson and Administrator Lang to that committee. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris. Do I have a second? Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Thank you, folks, for taking on yet another committee assignment. We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And per charter ordinance, we need to appoint our village clerk treasurer, currently being fulfilled by Ms. Carrie Zitlow, and I would like to reappoint Carrie to that position. I have a motion on this item.
Move to approve.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second?
I second.
Thank you. Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? Carrie has stepped into what many felt were some very big shoes to fill when our previous clerk treasurer retired, and I am proud to say that Carrie has come through with flying colors, and I thank you very much for what you do, Carrie. We have a motion to approve the reappointment for Carrie and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. I went through those individually just to really let people know how much actually goes on at this village and how many different committees we have. And there are a lot of other names in these committees that weren't up for reappointment. And so I thank each and every one of you and them for their continued service to our community. Moving on, item 10. Oh, we did that. Item 10.
Going the other way.
I'm ahead of my time. Okay, we'll move on to item number 11. Request from Doug Makel at Doug's Take 5 at 3600 Riverside Drive for a noise variance permit and to amend his premise description to allow alcohol to be served in their parking lot on June 5th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. for a summer concert / fundraiser. The funds from this event, which has been going on for several years, is to raise money to support the children of our community, to help them in reading programs and in other programs for kids who just don't have the opportunity. And so for all of those involved in this fundraiser, thank you. But the question is, are we willing to give him a noise variance to go until 10 p.m. and to amend his alcohol license to be sold outside? Jason Vogel, our DEO, has reviewed the application, met with Doug, and is recommending that we approve this item. Does anyone have anything else to say about this item from staff? Okay. I'm sorry?
I said it's a good program.
It's a very good program. Thank you.
I'm going to move to approve.
Trustee Atwood moves to approve. Do we have a second?
I will second.
Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? I think they're expecting about 300 people. They set up in the parking lot. They provide brats and burgers and hot dogs or whatever. The band shell, if you will, faces Doug's so it doesn't go into the apartments or the neighborhood. He has an ex-police chief as security, so it's a very well-run event. We thank him for that. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve the request from Doug Meikle and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 12. Action item regarding Resolution 2021-03, supporting the creation of a new Water Municipal Committee. This has been postponed from our Village Board meeting on March 2nd and March 17th at the request of Clarence Matuzak, one of our residents. Clarence has provided us with an email recently explaining why he would like us to reconsider this. And real quick summary of that, he has a lot of history with being appointed to that commission, and he thinks that we may be better off sitting down and talking to the head of that committee, and who is seemingly willing to do so to address some of our concerns. I don't know if our concerns are one-time concerns or if they're ongoing concerns. I do know one thing we've asked time and time again is to have that committee meet at a time when we are able to attend. And that hasn't happened to the best of my knowledge. So that's the high level. So I'll accept a motion on this. The resolution is to... for the village to appoint or to recommend a person to be considered by our county executive for a position on that committee. It's not appointing someone to that committee. It's simply recommending someone to be appointed to that committee. So hearing both options. Oh, Brad?
Yes, if you would also... appoint an individual, either myself or Sean, to just serve on the initial committee in search of a commission member.
Oh, thank you.
And be a part of it as well. And I can wait for a motion if you want, otherwise I can give you a little more background.
Please do.
Well, yes, this is something that... we, as a board for many years, has talked about how do we have more influence into New Water. And the frustrations that occurred in Suamico this past year. Suamico was the one that initially put this resolution together. It's asking for support from the other communities. The following communities have all passed the resolution and have appointed an individual. Villages of Ashwaubenon, Bellevue, Hobart, Suamico, Howard, Pulaski have all appointed. Pittsfield Sanitary District, Scott Municipal Utility, Luxembourg, Ledgeview Sanitary District have all appointed someone to serve on in this capacity. But I think that's going to be important that, you know, many of the member or municipalities that are the customers to New Water are all in favor of doing this, or a good chunk of them. The City of Green Bay and De Pere have not taken it to, have chosen not to, or elected not to take it to their various boards for an appointment. A couple others are still waiting. Will probably happen within the next month or two. But again, it's simply vetting a potential commission member to be appointed to the committee or to the commission. But the vetting process is to send it to the county executive for consideration. So there's not a lot of meat into this, but I think it's a good opportunity.
Okay. Do we know when the next appointment to that?
I believe there's virtually one every year. There's one coming up this year. Will we be in a position, when I say we, will this committee be in a position to recommend anybody? I don't know that.
Okay.
But certainly in the future.
Thank you very much for that. Matthew.
Whether the resolution would pass or not, we still would have the opportunity to meet with the commission head commissioner, I don't know the name of the position, one-on-one or face-to-face to express some of our concerns. So maybe we can do both, is try to be more involved with the municipal committee, but also express our concerns just from the Village of Alloway perspective.
Okay. We'll hold off on discussion regarding that until we have a motion, but thank you.
I apologize.
Move to approve the resolution.
Trustee Sampson, do I have a second? Brad, you can't second.
No, what? Within passing the resolution, appointing an individual, so.
Yes.
Yes. Move to approve with appointing yourself and Sean.
That works.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Trustee Genrich. Any further discussion?
If I could, President Rafter, I'd like to jump in. This was an interest of mine. When the new water director came to our board, I didn't know previously. No, he's come the last couple of years, and I previously didn't know much about them. But just since I've gotten involved with the board and the water commission, I've come to an appreciation to how much power and influence New Water has. And also, you know, I found out that their rates are not answerable to a public service commission. I found out, and I greatly respect former Administrator Clarence Matusik, but I don't think it's mutually exclusive to agree that New Water has been pretty well run and is highly regarded. But I have picked up that there are other municipalities, and clearly the fact this resolution has been a number of municipalities are on board, that New Water would benefit. It's going to be to New Water's benefit to have better communication with the municipalities who are members. So if the ultimate goal is to have at least one member on their board who's going to be a liaison to the member communities, even if you agree that New Water is efficient and is capable and everything's going great, they could be even better, I believe, if they have this extra measure of accountability. So that's why I'd be in favor of it.
Hey. Lynn?
No, so here's where I thought I was muted and wasn't, and welcome to Zoom.
Okay, so we have a motion to approve. And yes.
Excuse me, if I could just bring up one more point. Alex from Swamico and I did meet with Tom Sigmund, who is the director, and Tom's certainly in favor of this. He sees this as a good opportunity. and again, Tom, within that discussion, reiterated the fact that he would come to any of the board meetings to answer any questions in the future as well. It's certainly understands that it's not to be an agitator to the committee.
Okay. Thank you for adding that. And I share both Trustee Harris's and Trustee Sampson's thoughts. Nothing precludes us, and I would even recommend we do schedule a time to meet with the head of the commission and just talk, invite her, I think it's her, to our village board meeting and talk. I think that's a great opportunity. I also like the idea of the committee. Yes, Lynn?
Well, just, we've been fighting this for years because our residents are charged and we have very little input if the municipality. So I love the idea of Brad and Sean being able to go and represent Alloway.
Okay.
And so I was trying to say that when I was on mute. So anyway, sorry.
Thank you for unmuting. Okay, so we have a motion to approve the appointment of Brad Lang and Sean Jean to the committee, who will then make a recommendation to the county executive on a member for the commission.
Mm-hmm. Just for clarification, it's one individual, so one could serve as the alternate.
Okay.
Okay.
That's kind of how I was looking at it. And I thought maybe that would be the understanding of the board as well.
Okay. So, who are we appointing as the primary? Sean?
I'd be more than happy to just take some of the load off Sean.
Okay. Okay. Who made the motion? Trustee Sampson. Would you be willing to name the people and the positions that you would like to appoint to that committee?
Yes. Brad Lang is primary and Sean Jean is the alternate.
Thank you, sir. And who made the second? Trustee Green. Or Trustee Enrich.
Mm-hmm.
Are you good with that?
Yep.
Thank you.
Very good.
Okay. Any further communication or discussion? Okay. We have a motion to approve our village administrator Lang as the primary member to that committee and Sean Jean as the alternate. Any further discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you to you both for willing to serve. Item number 13, action regarding extension of COVID sick leave. Mr. Lang.
Yes, as you recall, or as the memo points out, the board did approve up to 40 hours of additional COVID sick leave for certain situations up through the end of March. And I did take it to the Ad Hoc Finance Personnel Committee, and the recommendation was to extend that through June 30th, 2021. The same parameters. Excuse me, 40 hours, and it must fall within the certain categories. And just as an FYI, we did have a few hours used from January 1st through March 31st. It was about 80 hours total out of 31 employees, so it's certainly not being abused.
Okay, that's good. And the reasoning behind the extension?
Just to make sure that if someone is ill, they're not coming to work and passing on or have to deal with kids. So.
Okay, thank you. Okie doke, I'll accept the motion in a second.
Moved to approve, this is Lynn.
Trustee Green, seconded by Trustee Harris.
Yes, I'll second that motion.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve the extension of the COVID sick leave to June 30th. And a second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 14, action regarding 2021 street reconstruction inspection and staking services from Public Works meeting on April 14th. Mr. Jean.
Sure. In March, I sent out an RFP to a handful of consultants, and in April, I received a number of proposals for assistance with construction inspection, to perform construction staking, and to prepare record drawings for this year's street and utility reconstruction project. The selected consultant to provide one full-time inspector for a five-month period, beginning likely in May and extending through September. Provided a cost breakout of these proposals. I don't know if you, it was in the packet. I don't know if you can bring it up.
Well, everyone has it, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Overall, me and Hunt was the low bidder, if you want to call it that. Their cost for inspection, construction staking, and for the preparation of record drawings was lower than the others. Jeff Piatti, Derek Taylor, myself had looked at not only cost but qualifications, and we feel comfortable with the qualifications that me and Hunt provided. We had last week at the Public Works Committee review this, and the Public Works Committee had recommended that we move ahead with Mead and Hunt for this for these construction services.
Okay. Any questions for Sean? We have a motion to approve the 2021 street reconstruction inspection taking services, and have it be awarded to. No, we don't have.
Yeah.
Can I have a motion?
I'll make that motion to accept a bid from Mead and Hunt for street reconstruction, inspection, and staking services as presented.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Any discussion? We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 15, action regarding 2021 sewer lateral replacement bids. Mr. Jean.
On the 8th of April, we had open bids for the sanitary sewer lateral replacement project. We had received three bids. Scott Lamers Construction is the low bidder at $82,275. This work consists of the pipe bursting of approximately 22 laterals on St. Mary Street and the pipe bursting of an existing lateral serving the restroom facility adjacent to the Green Isle Park tennis court. This was also reviewed at the Public Works Committee meeting last week, and the Public Works Committee had recommended that we move ahead with the low bidder, Scott Lamers Construction, in the amount of $82,275.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion on this item?
Move.
Mr. Thompson. Wait a second.
I'll second.
Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? I just have a quick question. Who did the first half of St. Mary's, Sean?
That was Scott Lamers Construction. Okay. Yeah, and I did talk to him today. He had indicated to me that he will be out tomorrow adding topsoil to those areas that had settled last year. We will take care of that. We will address that. The settlement issue at the pre-construction meeting when we meet in the near future.
Thank you. $20,000 less. And they did good work on the
money.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. We have a motion to approve in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Item number 16, action regarding authorization to fill the open parks department position vacated by Mr. Jerry Watzka. Mr. Clark.
Yes. Obviously, with the retirement of Jerry Watzka, it leaves an open position in our department. We're looking for authorization from the village board to fill that position and begin the process of seeking applications for that. I provided in the packet a copy of the current job position description for our parks maintenance position, which is the position that we would be filling, as well as a summation of some of the duties that are fulfilled by individuals in our department in the parks operations. The wage range for this position in 2021 begins at $22.11 and up to $29.91. So we're requesting authorization to advertise and hire for the position.
I have a motion on this item.
So moved.
Trustee Atwood, do I have a second?
A second.
Trustee Deutsch, any discussion? We have a motion and a second to provide authorization to fill the open parks department position. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 17, action regarding Arbor Day proclamation.
Aye.
Mr. Clark, you're on mute.
Well, normally, President Rafter, you read this proclamation, so this is our annual Arbor Day proclamation. Arbor Day is always the last Friday in April. I missed that one because it's this year it's kind of odd being on the fifth Friday, but we are allowed to proclaim Arbor Day at any day, so we are going to do that Friday, April 23rd. Unfortunately, with COVID the last couple of years, we haven't been able to celebrate that with our local school district. However, we still want to proclaim Arbor Day on Friday, April 23rd.
For the benefit of those who have not been here before, what do we do in conjunction with the schools?
Typically, we would hold a celebration at the schools with one of the elementary schools with the classes, and they would help us in planting of a tree or several trees, either on school property or in one of our local parks. So it's been a great partnership over the years, and very well attended by the schools, so it's a great thing, and we hope to continue that more into the future.
Good. So I'm sure everyone would love to hear me read this, but I'm going to accept the motion instead. Trustee Green.
Absolutely. Move to approve.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Trustee Genrich. Any discussion? We need trees. We're taking some down. We need to add more. We have a motion to approve in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you. Action, or item number 18, action regarding a request from Alloy Optimist Club for a vendor permit, noise variance permit, to sell alcohol at Green Isle Park for Alloy Fest. placed last year, and it's nice to see it's going to happen. So I'll accept the motion on this item. Trustee Green, Trustee Atwood. Any discussion? Glad to have it back.
Yeah.
We have a motion to approve and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion passes. Item number 19, action regarding carryover requests. Julie, you are on mute.
I am unmuting here. Yes, and this is, I bring this forward in the spring every year. It's some of the 2020 budget items that were unspent, so staff is requesting that they be brought forward and spent in 2021. Under the Parks and Forestry, these are all done annually. We've got $1,991 being added to the Village Hall equipment needs. That's going to be used for something like HVAC equipment, that type of thing. Emerald Ash Borer funds. That's being put into monies used for the tree removals. And then we've got money for the recreation special events and senior special events that would roll forward and be used in 2021. General administration, the committee asked that we carry over the remaining funds in there to 2021 since they were unable to do some of the activities they normally do due to COVID. Community center, there's some curb and gutter work that needs to be done down there. Under fire and rescue, it's just carryover for facility repairs such as windows or the kitchen. Public works, we've got carryover. We had budgeted between engineering and the three utilities $42,000 for the GIS system. We've got $34,300 remaining. Lead services, that's been carried over for the last several years. We're asking for $20,000 to go towards lead service removals, $14,500 to do the Bethel Pond plantings. And then within the equipment replacement fund, looking at $10,000 to go towards the salt shed and the fuel island upgrades, as well as $5,800 for garbage truck arm repairs. So there's a total request for carryovers of $94,957. Just asking for the board's approval, and then I can do some resulting budget adjustments.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, I'll accept the motion on this item.
I'd move to approve the carryover requests.
Trustee Harris, do I have a second?
Trustee Green.
Trustee Green, thank you. Any discussion? Your motion to approve the carryover requests in a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Item number 20, is there anything that one of my fellow trustees would like to see on a future board agenda? Trustee Harris.
Since Chris is here, we'll see how realistic this is. for just like a 2-3 minute report in the future about how many trees we had to take down in 2020, how many were projected to take down in 21, and then if possible, 22, related to the Emerald Ash Borer, just so that we can get a better understanding of how this is progressing. I know it's going to pick up. We know we're going to have just a larger, we're going to see a larger effect of it, and we're also going to have higher costs due to it.
Yeah, that won't be a problem at all. We can do that.
Okay. Thank you.
Good idea. Any other items that trustees would like to see on a future agenda? Hearing none, we will move on to item number 20, or 21. And before I accept the motion to adjourn, I would like to once again, for the last time tonight, welcome Sarah to the Village. And thank you to Trustee Dart, who is retiring, and thank you to all of you for your service. So, I will accept the motion to adjourn.
Don't move.
Okay. Oh, that was a tie.
Trustee Henry. The twins.
The triplets.
Yeah, triplets.
Triplets.
Quadruplets. It would be first or Jim first, I don't care.
Yeah. Trustee Genright to adjourn. Trustee Atwood has a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed. Motion passes. We are adjourned. I thank you. Let's go lift each other up, folks.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Everybody. Appreciate the positivity, Mr. Prez.
Yes.
You're welcome. Thank you for giving me.